60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday to us all. Join us on the phone. Air your grievances if you got them at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I'm saving the last dance and the last segment for Noemi. She is the host of In Pursuit of Sunshine on the radio. They relaunched this evening at 7 o'clock right here on Devil Radio 92.7. So we encourage you to tune in for that. And if you don't have the Devil Radio app yet, why not?
What?
You can get it at the Apple Store. You can get it at the Google Store. And you can also listen to the Shaw at 540 AM and 101 FM. It's got two channels. Pick your channel. You know, just pick wisely. So anyways, Noemi joining us in 20 minutes or so. But Dominic, I don't know if you saw the legal pleadings. I mean, these are some swell legal pleadings the legislative Republicans have come up with here in the state of Wisconsin. Reverse racism, but not as swell as the legal pleadings being made by John Eastman in the federal courts in California.
Right.
Now, Eastman is trying to shield many, many emails, perhaps 10,000 or more, claiming attorney-client privilege. And Eastman's claim to the court, his filings, I'm just going to read the headline here. I found this at the Raw Story, one of my favorite sources. Trump lawyer John Eastman says court will prove presidential criminality if it rules against him.
What?
Yes, it will.
Yes, it will. That's kind of the point, isn't it, John?
Now, I've read part of this to the audience, Dom. I'm not going to linger here, but the attorney who wrote the infamous coup memo describing how Donald Trump could attempt to stay in office after losing the 2020 presidential is trying to stall court proceedings. Attorney John Eastman, the architect of Donald Trump's legal strategy to overturn the 2020 election, urged a federal judge today to slow down the January 6th Select Committee's push to obtain documents they say could show the former president criminally conspired to subvert the democratic process. Did you catch all that? They accused the president of the United States of criminality in a federal court filing in California. In Eastman's response, the argument is if the court does not quash his subpoena, it will be finding that Trump committed crimes. Yes. Here is specifically what Eastman argued. Were this court to sustain the defendant's claims, it may be the first formal finding of presidential criminality by a federal court in United States history. You know, that Woo-hoo! Ruling's coming up pretty quickly. Eastman complained that he is stuck trying to defend Trump's actions. In responding to these claims, Eastman is effectively forced into the position of acting as pseudo defense attorney for the former president. If the former president had himself been charged with these alleged crimes, it could easily be years before an ultimate decision was reached by judge or jury. Yet plaintiff is now faced with responding to these claims in time for a decision by this court on March 8th. So we're going to have a ruling from the court next week. And as John Eastman in his own legal pleading said, and he was the DOJ lawyer, he almost became the acting attorney general of the United States. And in his legal pleadings today, he said, quash the subpoena or you have found criminality from the former president of the United States. The first finding of that in the federal courts, perhaps in our nation's history. Can't wait for that big show, Dom.
Well, and even with the January 6th response, I guess it was on Wednesday, they told the court, listen, you look at them. Because their whole point is, you know, if Eastman and Trump, and I believe they were, you know, enacting in this nefarious criminal conspiratorial way, that is a crime. You don't get to hide behind the lawyer-client privilege shield when you are actively engaging in a crime. Well, how we're going to find out if there was a crime if you don't look at the data at the emails. And ultimately, this is what it comes down to. Did Donald Trump, was he just talking smack about the election being stolen, or did he know in his heart of hearts, did he admit to it in writing with his attorney saying, yes, I realize I lost this election, but I'm going to fight this anyway. I want you to help me do it. Help me turn this thing around. If he had willful knowledge, that brings it to a different level than just being, you know, a shyster on stage selling snake oil. that becomes the criminal hook. And I guarantee you, he and Eastman probably, I can't guarantee a probability, but I take that action that those kinds of things have been said and are documented.
Well, Dominic, I've got a few other interesting tidbits, just sort of health news as relates to this legal pleading. Now, Eastman's attorneys have asked that Eastman be able to appear virtually on the March 8th, the status hearing, because apparently Eastman has COVID for the second time. And the first time, according to Eastman, when he caught COVID was when he was at the White House meeting exclusively with Trump for 15 minutes, laying out the coup. That's when he caught the COVID. He was sick for a matter of weeks. And it's right here at the New York Times. Mr. Eastman said he was only in the room for 15 minutes before being ushered out. But it was long enough, he said, for him to catch COVID-19 there, and he became ill for several weeks. By the time he felt better, it was the beginning of December, when Mr. Trump called to see whether Mr. Eastman could help him bring legal action directly before the Supreme Court. In the days that followed, Mr. Eastman filed two briefs with the Supreme Court on Trump's behalf. But those efforts quickly failed. I wonder how this one will hold up in the federal courts in California. Of course, there will be an appeal. You can expect an appeal. But I mean, legally, the federal courts could rule as soon as March 8th, criminality on the case of the president of the United States. Now, that's not the same as a criminal conviction. This is a civil action, just trying to block documents.
Right, but then you just pass it over to DOJ. Here's what they specifically said, again, from the Washington Post, the January 6th committee. They asked the judge, deciding whether to release Eastman's emails to privately view evidence the committee has so far gathered, to see if he believes it establishes that Eastman was assisting Trump in criminal acts. Hey, judge, check it out for yourself. You tell us.
You know what I think this is, Dom? Another case of reverse racism. I mean, the legal defenses, they're getting kind of thin around here. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocate. Still time to air your grievances. And Lordy, there's tapes. Dom, did I mention the Roger Stone tapes? Talk quite a bit about it during the show. I'll discuss with you and the audience. 844-967-2789.
What are you selling, Mr. Snake Oil?
I have no idea.
And I'll go ahead and make sure you get another copy of that memo.